I'm going to open the Joint Committee on Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee on Ways and Means. This is Thursday, February the 23rd, 2012. Thank all of you for coming. For those in the overflow room, we will only be hearing one bill this afternoon. It will be House Bill 4082-A relating to court-appointed special advocates. So if you are here for House Bill 4040, Senate Bill 1543, or Senate Bill 1591, those bills will not be heard this afternoon. Thank you. We're sorry for the inconvenience that we've caused, but we're going to move now, and I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 4082-A, and I'm going to ask Ms. Deister to tell us a little bit about this bill.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 4082-A comes to you from a policy committee, and basically what this bill does is it transfers responsibility for court-appointed special advocates from the State Commission on Children and Families to Housing and Community Services. And we have an amendment for you today that basically enables the funds to be appropriated to the appropriate agencies in order to do that. The date of the transfer would be effective May the 1st, 2012. That's basically the short summary.
Okay.
If you have additional questions, I'll do my best to answer them.
Okay, and there's no need for an explanation of the new section.
The amendment that you have before you basically implements the fiscal impact statement. You will notice that the fiscal impact to Housing and Community Services is $1.3 million. That is the amount, the 1.18 that would be transferred, the balance that would be transferred from the State Commission on Children and Families, plus an additional $122,000 and change for their administrative costs. And they anticipate that they would need one position, and I gave away my copy of the fiscal impact statement, but less than one FTE for the balance of the year in order to administer this program.
All right. We're in work session, so discussion. Senator Johnson.
I have 2 points. One of them, I think, is a question to Ms. Deister. What provisions are there to get around the hiring freeze, or not get around, but ask for an exception to the hiring freeze to accommodate this less than one FTE person?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I imagine that the Housing and Community Services Department is going to have to apply to the Hiring Freeze Committee in order to take this on. The fact that there will be legislation directing them to do so might work in their favor.
Okay, and my second comment, Madam Chair, I think many of us on this panel support our local CASAs. I know that in Clatsop County, for Representative Witt and me, the CASA big fundraiser is happening this week that we won't probably be able to attend. Many of us are very, very, very supportive of our CASA programs. Switching where CASA lives to the Oregon Volunteer Commission for Voluntary Action and Service, no disrespect, causes me some pause. I have a great deal of confidence in the new director of housing, and it is on her assurances that this is going to go well that I'm willing to take the leap of faith. But I said when the presentation about this concept was made in my office, this is a new activity for the Commission on Voluntary Action. And I think one of the reasons that has made CASA such a beloved organization is they are nimble, they are responsive, And I was assured in my office, and I'm just putting down the marker, that I'm going to hold the commission to that. Telephones have to be answered. Calls have to be replaced. There's got to be a institutionalized mechanism to deal with the rapid transactions that are frequently associated with CASA. And it's not good enough to be doing it with a cell phone in somebody's purse. And for those of us that deeply respect the work of CASA, I think we're going to be watching. And I know that this is kind of an interim placement until a longer-term arrangement can be made that perhaps more clearly aligns with the mission of CASA. But the CASA generally, in the communities that I'm familiar with, sets the gold standard in terms of their responsiveness and nimbleness. There is a clarion call for your commission to live up to the expectations of the dedicated volunteers that do the hard work and the heavy lifting of CASA day in and day out. And if that ball gets dropped, there are some of us that are going to be very, very unhappy.
Thank you, Senator Johnson. Other comments? Yes, Representative Huffman.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Senator Johnson, for those comments. Couldn't agree more. The one thing I did want to put on the record, one of my mayors has been a longtime member of the Volunteer Commission, and he called me back in January and said, this is the proposal that's going to be before you, and he said, I just wanted you to know that the Volunteer Commission has been a well-run organization, and so from that aspect, I just wanted to get it on the record that, that he had supported the at least temporary movement of CASA under the volunteer organizations. That has nothing to do with what Senator Johnson said. What she said stands and needs to be listened to. So thank you.
Thank you, Representative Huffman. That may be a little assurance, however, to Senator Johnson's concern and to mine, because I do not know someone that has been serving on that commission, and I think it's always good to hear from local folks that are telling you that it's well run and that things are going to look up. I think for me, I was very concerned when they couldn't seem to find a home for CASA, because this is not an unimportant program that needs to be floating around out there. They deserve a place, a home, and this is an interim, but if it should work out well, maybe it will become more permanent. But I think that we do not need to have anything that would take away from the good work that CASA has done. I have been a strong supporter, and I shared with them that I was so tired of riding in parades with just some kind of convertible and waving at people, and so I decided that I would do a float for CASA, and the children in the community represented a CASA child. The CASA children did not ride, but it was so warmly received, and I pass that on to those of you who ride in parades and do nice things, that you might lift CASA on the radar of all your people in your communities so that they understand the importance of that program and what it means in the life of children. So any other comments? If not, I would accept a motion to move the amendment into the bill, please.
Madam Chair, May we defer to Ms. Deister to read what the appropriate part of this would be, and then I can move that?
She can.
Thank you.
Members of the committee, the motion would be to amend the -A6 amendments as conceptually amended in the draft before you. And let me just read that into the record so people understand what we're adding to the -A6 amendments. That would be to add a new section as follows: notwithstanding any other provision of law, the general fund appropriation made to the State Commission on Children and Families by Section 1, Chapter 591, Oregon Laws 2011 is reduced by $1,184,366 for the biennium beginning July 1st, 2011. So that would be in addition to what's in the A6, which appropriates the $1.3 million in general fund to housing and community services.
So, Madam Chair, I move that we accept the motion as presented by Ms. Dicer.
All right. You've heard Representative Huffman's motion. Is there any discussion? Any objections? All right. We now have House Bill 4082 amended. Now, Representative Huffman.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Didn't we just amend the amendment and not the amendment to... Did we add the amendment
to the bill? Add the amendment to the bill. Into the bill.
Okay. I think I misunderstood. Thank you.
Is that...
That's what I would support. I understood that motion to just be amending the amendment as opposed to adding it into the bill.
What do you feel we did?
It was my understanding that your motion was to... I believe if I were to go back and look at it, it was kind of a hybrid to do a little bit of both. I'm looking at Patty here, so. Certainly we can be, you know, better to be safe than sorry. So.
How about this? Madam Chair, I make a motion that we adopt the -A6 amended amendment. Does that work?
Mm-hmm. That works.
Okay.
That works. You've heard Representative Huffman's motion to adopt the amended amendment into House Bill 4082-A. Is there any discussion? Any objections? All right. Then we now have an amended. Now, Representative Huffman.
Madam Chair, I move that we adopt something.
That we remove 4082A as amended with the conceptual amendment to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. That sounded great. And I move that. I make a motion that we do exactly what Michelle did.
Representative Huffman moves that we move House Bill 4082A as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee. And is there any discussion on that motion? Any objections? If not, House Bill 4082A now goes to the full Ways and Means. That committee will be our work for today, and we will be... Pardon me? Oh, carriers. Yes, we do need carriers on full. Senator Johnson.
Happy to do it.
Yeah, she'd be a great carry on full. And in the House side, who would like to carry it? Representative Reed will carry it on the House side. You want to carry it on the floor?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
In the
happy
Senate?
To.
All right. So now we have carriers. And so if any other comments, anything to go to the order? If not, and there's no other business to come before the body, I'll call the meeting adjourned.
Thank you.